Some soothing words today from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And the markets, yeah, they reacted. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 11th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. Hey, if you buy a home COVID test kit after the 15th, we've got some good news for you. President Biden supports changing Senate rules to pass two important pieces of legislation. The IRS, well, they got a problem, a big problem. Bank of America just announced a major change. United Airlines is cutting services. EV maker Rivian misses production numbers but sees its stock go up. We've got the Wall Street Report and get vaccinated or go unpaid. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride yet again today. And yeah, we're at the same place on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the Senate Banking Committee, quote, "It's really time for us to move away from those emergency policy settings to a more normal level. It really should not have negative effects on the labor market," end quote. In short, Powell was predicting a much softer landing as the Fed moves to remove emergency stimulus measures and begin raising interest rates. All of that had a major impact on Wall Street, and the indexes turned green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. If you have private insurance and you purchase a home COVID test kit, you can ask your insurance company to reimburse you starting on the 15th. The bad news is that test kits purchased before January 15 are not eligible. The requirement from the Biden administration allows 8 tests a month per person covered by the insurance policy. For example, a household of 2 people covered by one private health insurance plan would be able to request reimbursement for 16 tests each month. As long as we're talking about President Biden, earlier on Tuesday, the president traveled to Atlanta, where he delivered a speech calling on the Senate to abandon the filibuster. Changing the filibuster rules in the Senate, which requires 60 votes to end debate on legislation, is a major focus of Biden's address. Biden is repeating his call for the Senate to pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Without changing the filibuster rules, it's unclear how either bill Biden wants passed will get done. During the Atlanta remarks, Biden called for the rules to be changed. He said this, quote, "I support changing the Senate rules, whichever way they need to be changed to prevent a minority of senators from blocking actions on voting rights," end quote. The Internal Revenue Service has a problem, and that problem is going to trickle down to you. Business Insider is reporting that Americans who are eager to get their tax refunds may find themselves at the mercy of a severely bogged down IRS this filing season. Treasury officials are warning that it will be a difficult process for the under-resourced agency because of historical underfunding. The IRS was already dealing with systematic changes pre-pandemic, but new demands have worsened them. That could delay the agency's ability to get refund checks to Americans or support taxpayers who are navigating the filing process. Many Americans rely on those refund checks as a financial lifeline, and delays could imperil their ability to pay bills. For instance, during the first 6 months, this is how short they are, get this, during the first 6 months of 2021, the agency had under 15,000 people to manage the over 240 million calls that it got. That amounts to one person for every 16,000 calls that the IRS has received. And IRS workers, whose staffing levels are the same as they were in 1970, are using technology for processing returns that goes back to the 1960s. At least one top Senate Democrat, Ron Wyden of Oregon, isn't ruling out pushing for Americans to get extra time to file their taxes this year. Two words, stay tuned. For years, it's been called a penalty for being poor. That penalty is the fees that banks charge for non-sufficient funds and overdrafts. Bank of America has now announced a major change. Market Watch is reporting the bank plans to end its $35 non-sufficient fees next month and will drop overdraft fees to $10 from $35 starting in May. Non-sufficient fund fees occur when payment bounces. Overdraft fees incur when customers withdraw more than the agreed amount. And sometimes they even double up. Bank watchers are saying that this move is the latest and most significant move by the banking industry in an area that's been under intense scrutiny by regulators and lawmakers alike. And this move by Bank of America puts great pressure on other banks to follow along. Bank of America has put a stake in the ground and telling all depositories and fintechs that BOA is going after their checking business, especially Wells Fargo, Chase, and Chime. United Airlines is trimming its schedule to address a surge in sick calls among employees. CNBC is reporting that United has about 3,000 workers who are currently positive for COVID. That's about 4% of its U.S. workforce. The company is reducing the number of flights, but it's unknown which flights and how many. The company did say that none of the carrier's vaccinated employees, which make up more than 96% of its staff, are hospitalized, and that it has not had a COVID-related death among inoculated employees in 8 weeks. Electric truck manufacturer Rivian announced it missed its projected number of finished trucks, yet its stock went up on Tuesday. The startup said it produced 1,015 EVs last year, just short of its target to manufacture 1,200 of its electric pickup trucks and 25 of its SUVs. It also said it delivered 920 vehicles, which also narrowly missed its target of delivering 1,000 pickups and 15 SUVs in total. The EV maker has lost nearly all of its gains since going public at $78 a share back in November of last year in what was then one of the largest initial public offerings in the U.S. On Tuesday, shares of the Irvine, California-based company fell as much as 4% to an intraday low of $78.12 before turning 4% higher and closing at $83.55 a share. As long as we're talking about stocks, the S&P 500 snapped a five-day skid after Fed Chair Jerome Powell predicted a softer landing for dealing with inflation. The broad index gained 42 points to close at 47.13, while the Dow picked up 183 points to end the day at 36.252, and the Nasdaq saw its tech stocks rally, and the index closed up by 210 points, settling at 15,153. Powell said that while the goal is to tame inflation, interest rates are likely to remain at historically low levels. And finally, there is this. America's biggest bank said its Wall Street employees will have to be vaccinated or go unpaid, while noting that 97% of J.P. Morgan Chase staff in Manhattan are already inoculated against COVID-19, CEO Jamie Dimon said that such mandates would be adjusted for different localities. Rival Citigroup, on the other hand, has said unvaccinated employees will be fired as soon as next month, no matter where they work in the U.S. While Citi is the first major bank to adopt a no-jab, no-job policy, other companies, including Google and United Airlines, have also done the same. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.